This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. In 1982, the city of Aspen and Pitkin County signed an agreement creating the Aspen-Pitkin County Housing Authority. Here we are in 2017 with nearly 3,000 regulated units for sale and rent, and still in a housing crunch. Joining me to talk about the next 40 years of the program is reporter Allison Bechtesh. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kristen.
So briefly, lay out the initial premise for APSHA.
The initial agreement, which has been re-upped continuously since then, states that we need a program that assures a supply of desirable and affordable housing for permanent residents, senior citizens, and this phrase, other population segments which are necessary for a balanced community. You know, Aspen was one of the first of its kind in a mountain town to create a program like this. That means we are also the first one to find out all the problems that might arise. I actually saw the term Aspenization used in a report for Park City. They had hired consultants who said, let's not make Aspen out of ourselves. So it became a negative. That term speaking more to the darkening of a city. Only 60% of Aspen's homes are owner-occupied. But there's also things that could have been done differently with our housing. We're seeing that no one wants to put in more money to their ownership units than they're ever going to get back out of it since that's capped. And we're seeing that as our employee base retires, their jobs are opening up, but living spaces aren't.
And that caused some community discussion this fall.
That's a great way to put it, Kristen.
Diplomatic way to put it.
You know, but the issue's not new. Last summer, APSHA was showing that 20% of its stock would be occupied by those no longer working within the next 10 years. That means 600 new units were we to just recreate the demand we are filling right now. Everything I report on comes back to housing. Teacher retention issues that came up this fall. The Aspen Skiing Company, the hospital, all those executives tell me that the biggest issue is finding a workforce because those talented people don't have a place to live. Obviously, transportation. Chain stores and empty storefronts, that's a big issue in our town. Restaurants and local businesses say they can't make it with these dead zones. If we just have a population of visitors, how do you stay viable year-round?
It sounds like it's time for a community discussion.
Kristen, I'm so excited. Obviously, you and I both think so. We're putting on this town hall discussion tonight. We do have this group of panelists who we've picked because they have so many different perspectives. Not only are they living in affordable housing, they also help create the program or they're also regulating it. So I think we have a really solid crew, but the star of the show is going to be the people who are in the room. We have a couple special surprises to get community conversation going with this. That's where the solutions for the next 40 years are going to come.
I'm really looking forward to tonight.
I'm so excited.
All right. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you.
Our town hall, the first of a series, is this evening at 5:30 at the Limelight Hotel. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.